right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And before we get to Jamie Gold, again, one of the great poker players of our time. It's like the Wayne Gretzky of poker. We first have news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Randy, where the f*** is my audio?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
God!
Bitch. All right, Gina Grad, man. What's happening in the news, baby?
Well, first of all, President George W. Bush had a lot of reasons to celebrate this past Saturday when one of his daughters got married.
Oh, good for him.
Yes.
Or them, or her.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. Twin daughter Jenna Bush wed fiancé Henry Hager in their hometown of Crawford, Texas. And when asked why the couple said no thanks to a White House wedding, Jenna told Vogue that she considered it, but it was too formal for them. They're big outdoor lovers, and that was sort of the way they wanted to go. And after all was said and done, the president had these lovely words to say about the ceremony.
All right, President Bush talking about the ceremony, ma'am.
My favorite message was from a woman named
Ann. That's not it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hormone therapy.
I'm sorry. Please. My fault. All right, here's President Bush talking about the big wedding.
The wedding was a spectacular. It's all we could have hoped for. Just as the vows were exchanged, the sunset over our lake, and just a special day and a wonderful day. Our little girl Jenna married a really good guy.
A really good guy. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to the sun setting over their own lake.
Yeah. Over our lake.
Yeah, over our lake, our big lake there. All right, anything else in the news there, Gina?
Yes, well, with the presidential race heating up, supporters of the candidates are getting more and more verbose in their encouragement. Mm. Senator Hillary Clinton was at a rally recently and chose to read this quote from an adoring supporter.
All right, here we go. Hillary's still in the race.
My favorite message was from a woman named Angela. Keep strong, she said. It's not over until the lady in the pantsuit says it is.
But seriously.
They could have also used until the fat lady sings, right? Guess either one of them, but probably more tasteful to say the lady in the pantsuit. And everybody in the world thinks she has lost this race, but Hillary Clinton. So she moves on, continues. All right, what else is happening, Gina?
Well, actor Alec Baldwin spoke with Morley Safer on 60 Minutes recently to clear up once and for all the infamous voicemail incident. And if you need a quick refresher on what exactly occurred on you might need one. Baldwin's voicemail to his daughter, we can refresh you real quick on that.
Oh, I see, right. Yeah.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Oh, man. Is that from my voicemail? Is that when I left baby Sophia?
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Baldwin briefly lectured Morley Safer about those who have taken Baldwin to task about his child-rearing abilities. And we have audio of this.
Here we go. Alec Baldwin on how great he is, great a father he is.
You get so frustrated. And you realize, number one, and it's wrong, it's totally wrong, that I was really speaking to somebody else when I left that message. I mean, I was pissed. I've been putting up with this for 6 years.
But you weren't talking to another person. You were talking to your daughter, to a kid. You said, you thoughtless little pig. I mean, I find it hard to utter the words.
Did you ever lose your temper with your kids?
Yeah, but nothing like that.
If you're asking me...
nothing like that.
You're on your own there, Baldwin.
But nothing like that.
If you're asking me, do I feel bad about leaving that message? I think that goes without saying. At the same time, I'm pretty overwhelmed by the sanctimoniousness of people who say that. I mean, I got so many phone calls from people. Wait a second, though. I got so many phone calls from people who seem as learned and sober and together as you are, who all said to me, man, I'm glad they didn't tape some of the things I said to my kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I you can blast away at kids. My mom blasted away at me, and I probably have said, you know, I've never yelled or hit Sophia or anything like that.
How could you?
Maybe I've said something to her.
Yeah, you
maybe
couldn't
I said,
hit
you know,
Sophia.
Shut the, blank up. But that's when she was, like, screaming in my ear. It's not like I premeditated and, you know, left it on a voicemail.
Yeah.
This guy was pissed when his kid wasn't even around. I mean, I understand when your kid's screaming in your ear and you're frustrated, perhaps you're, you know, your house is being foreclosed on, your kids are going nuts, and it all happens and it all gets crazy and boils over and you blow a fuse. But this guy called from New York. to tell his kid in, you know, in Los Angeles that you're a thoughtless little pig.
But I think the one thing that we're leaving out here is that what about the thoughtless little pig that put it out there for everybody else to hear?
Yeah,
that's not
true.
Right.
That's true. I mean,
Keep a lot of
pigs going on here. But I don't judge it. Once you become a dad, you don't judge anybody anymore. You know, if you punch your kid, you punch your kid. What do you do?
They're not yours till you hit them.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Chris Rock says. They ain't yours until you hit them. Well, then Sophia ain't mine. Is she? All right. What else is happening in the news there,
well,
Gina?
Well, finally, Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo proved at a recent Cubs game in Chicago that you don't have to be able to sing to lead fans at Wrigley Field in a rousing rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And we have audio of this embarrassing attempt at singing.
Oh, this is Romo doing this?
Yeah, it's real bad.
Oh,
very
Bobo.
Awkward.
Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo.
All right, Chicago.
Wait, why is he doing this? He's the quarterback for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would he subject himself to the fans in Chicago? The fans hate him in Chicago.
Well, if you listen closely, you can hear that they're not cheering him.
Yeah, but why would he do that?
I don't know.
I mean...
He sounds drunk, so maybe he didn't know what he was agreeing
Jesus
to.
Jesus Christ.
All right, here we go. Tony Romo, man, singing the national anthem, or singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game in Chicago.
Quarterback Tony Romo.
All right, Chicago. Let me hear you. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
There's no lyrics, huh?
Root for Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. The old ball game. Let's get some rods.
One more.
How stupid do you have to be not to know the words to Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Yeah.
I mean, by age 5.
I'm not a real...
Don't you have Lock It Off at age 5? You never forget it.
I'm not a sports fan, but I'm offended on behalf of the people of Chicago.
Yeah, he's... maybe he's from Chicago. I don't know. But to sing that song, isn't he dating, like, Jessica Simpson?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that right? And she's a pretty good singer.
Yeah, maybe pull her up.
Yeah, maybe have her do it instead of this idiot.
And the one part he can't remember is the counting.
Oh, Bobo. Yeah, one, two, three strikes, you're out.
Oh, Bobo.
Oscar in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Hey, Tony Romo grew up in Chicago. That's why he sang that song.
That's even worse.
But yeah, but you know what? The people in Chicago probably still hate him, right?
Oh, yeah, they were booing the hell out of him.
Yeah, all right, dude. yeah, he's the quarterback for the Cowboys. And everybody in Chicago is a diehard Bears fan.
Right.
You know, there's some Green Bay fans there, but most of them are Bears fans. They hate the Cowboys. All right, anything else in the news, Gina Grab?
That's what's happening.
All right, Gina Grab, the news, everybody!
The news with Gina Grab.
G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-unit.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, real quickly, Randy Wang, before we get to Jamie here, you went training today, huh, dude?
Dude, I go training every day now.
And what have you lost? How many pounds?
I've lost 15 pounds. Dude, I'm hot.
Well, let's not go over
I've got muscles. There. I've got guns. I've got cuts. Like, I go to flex my muscles, and I can see a cut in between my shoulder and my bicep.
Jesus
those are stretch marks.
No, those are cuts. I know what stretch marks are. I have plenty of them.
All right. But, dude, you know, you work out. Where you work? At Shape Fitness?
I go to Shape Fitness. You know, they gave us all a great opportunity to go there and train. I go there 6 days a week. I suffer for a half hour, then I run for a half hour. But it's the greatest thing ever. I have energy now. I'm excited. I'm going to be hot soon.
Yeah, I went today, too.
You went it as well?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Has Randy's bra size went down?
Yeah.
What's I'm your... down to a B cup.
Well, they look nice. Hey, but, you know, you go out and you work out every day, and then you come here on a Friday and you have, like, 6 beers and 6 slices of pizza. That's not on the diet, though, right?
Well, I'm not supposed to really talk about that. But,
oh,
you know...
Didn't your mom call Shape Fitness?
Yeah, she she called on a weekend show because she's so proud of me. Because my entire life has been her yelling at me to get in shape because I'm too goddamn fat.
Right.
And now that I'm finally doing something about it, she's so overproud of me that it's a little embarrassing. Yeah. So she actually called the weekend show Shape Fitness.
No wonder you moved out at 14 with mom yelling at you.
Yeah.
What'd she call you? Did she call you a fatso?
She called me a rude little fat pig. She left me a few voicemails.
All right. Shape Fitness. Thanks, dude. All right, folks. If you're a poker player, you certainly know this guy's name. This guy is like the Hank Aaron or Babe Ruth or Barry Bonds of the poker world. He won more money in a single tournament than anybody has won in the past and may win in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, Jamie Gold, nice to see you, dude.
It's great to see you.
Look at you, man. What'd you win? You won at $12 million?
That one tournament was $12 million,
yes. $12 million, man. Look at that. How much did you have to pay in taxes on the $12 million?
40%.
40%. They take it out right away?
No. They actually trust you to pay your taxes.
They do.
Or hope that you don't pay so they could come after you and put you in jail and take a lot more.
And so you paid, $4.8 million in taxes?
Yeah, I paid it right away so that there was no issue.
Right. All right. And you kept the rest. So you split it up with a friend of yours, right?
I did. I split it up with someone that I know.
Right. And somebody you used to be friends with.
Yeah.
How much did you lay on him?
Half
of it?
It's something like that. It's sealed by the court, but but it's you're looking at a big chunk of it, yeah.
All right, now how long have you been playing cards?
My whole life, since I'm 3 years old.
All right, and when did you know that you really played well? I mean, were you like 10, 11 years old?
Probably. I mean, friends of mine have emailed me and told me that they hope that I remember that they took, you know, that I used to take every dollar of theirs in summer camp and all through high school. And it never seemed like I ever lost when I was young, but none of them really knew how to play.
Right. Now, what is the main, I mean, if you had to have like one quality in being a great poker player, is it the ability to read somebody else? Or is it the ability to memorize, you know, the hands and how a player plays? What's like the main thing that you, at least you have?
I think my best skill is reading people. I was actually just, I was doing a charity event, which is one of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. And
right. You guys raised some money, huh?
We raised over $600,000.
This last weekend?
Yeah, that was last Thursday.
Wow.
And it was pretty amazing. And
where's the money go?
The money actually goes to the right place. You know, a lot of charitable organizations, the money goes to the organization and the corporate structure of the organization. But their charity is actually changing the model of what research funding should be, where they deliver solutions, they help the people who are afflicted by the disease, but they're actually trying to change. The biomedical research system is really flawed, and they seem to be the number one lobbyist to change the laws where stem cell research will be legal.
Right.
And if you're familiar, stem cell research is easily the fastest track to curing almost every major disease that we have.
Yeah, we got to get more money into them.
If you believe in that in the way that I do, they've raised over $120 million.
Is that right?
In a few years, yeah.
And that's just the lobby to fight for it, right?
That's, well, they don't spend a lot of money lobbying. They spend a lot of money in research and in getting the awareness for the public to get behind this.
Excellent.
And yeah, it was really amazing. But to answer your question, it was actually twice in about 3 minutes where they said, well, what do you think these two guys have? And I sat in front of them and you watched the hand played out for before the cards even came out. And I said, well, the guy probably has A6. And he says, no, I had A6 of hearts. I said, well, what the hell do I know? You know? Yeah, I guess I know nothing.
How many times are you right when you can guess somebody's hand?
Very rarely am I right on, but I'm usually in the area where, so I said the guy had sevens, he had eights, but it's the same, we would call it the texture of a hand.
Right.
So if you're guessing that he has sevens or eights and you have a pair of jacks, it's the same exact hand to you. It's any hand under your pair is what you were guessing they had. And so you're in the right zone.
All right. Jamie Gold is with us. Do you ever play high or drunk?
I have when I'm drinking in friendly home games and I get slaughtered.
You do?
Yes.
Because you play hands you shouldn't play.
I play every hand. So, yeah, there are a lot of hands that you shouldn't play.
Right.
And I might get a little belligerent, and I'm the worst. You know, I feel like I'm pretty good when I'm real sharp and sober, and I'm easily the worst player when I'm
when you're
drinking.
Buzzed.
Yeah.
Now, all right, Jamie Gold is with us. He won the 2006, right?
Mm-hmm.
2006 World Series of Poker in Las Vegas, and he won $12 million. Here are the phone numbers, folks. If you want to, you know, pepper this guy with some questions, maybe you can become a better player in getting some tips from this young man. 520-9710 is our main number here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, if you went down to the Commerce Casino, I don't know where you play. You play the Commerce?
I have, yeah, a lot.
What kind of game would you, belly up to? Would you get into a 100, 200?
Well, when I was first starting, I wouldn't suggest that people play the low stakes or what the lower stakes that they have
have
available. The
lowest
stake they have available, it's not my opinion, it's the lowest they have available of no limit is usually a $100 game. They don't play any lower than that. So these lower stake $100, you know, $200 games, the rake that they take, if you sit there for 8 hours, which is a usual session where people are playing poker,
everyone will be broke.
Every dollar you have on the table from your starting bankroll goes to the house.
No,
so my suggestion is that if you only have $100 a week to play, you should only play once a month and play a $400 table so that the rake isn't taking
most of
your money.
That's a good idea. Now, would you play, what's the biggest game that they offer here in Southern California, and who offers it?
The Commerce usually has if you really want to play a big game, if you go to the Hustler down at Larry Flint's private game, people are playing for millions of dollars. But the usual game at the Hustler, I'm sorry, at Commerce, if I show up, they'll start a new game, they'll start a new table, and it'll be anywhere from a $10,000 buy-in and unlimited. You can buy in for anything you want, but minimum, you can't sit at the table without $10,000.
But who wants to play you?
Everyone in the place that has $10,000.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They all think they can get you.
They're all convinced that...
And how often do you
get
them?
I just got lucky. You know, it's hard to say. In cash games, I'm probably not a big winner.
Right. But you're better at tournament play.
Yeah, that's really what I do well.
Right.
If I'm focused. Unfortunately, since I won, I haven't really played many events where I've really been focused. I've been much more there to make an appearance and talk to people and take pictures and, you know, whatever it is. Everything but playing poker is usually what I've been doing. In the last year, I've spent my time just doing charity events because I felt like if I'm just going to be making appearances anyway in casinos, I might as well be doing it for a reason and giving something back. And I also don't know how long this is going to last where people consider me some sort of celebrity. So I don't know how long that's going to last.
This could go away.
This might go away in a few years. So
now, were you in last year's World Series of Poker?
Physically, but not mentally.
But when you win the World Series of Poker, are you then in for the rest of the World Series and they pay your entry fee? Or are you like every other schmuck?
You're like everybody else. You're expected to go. My head was not in it. And if I wasn't... If there weren't all the expectations of me being there, I wouldn't have gone.
How well did you do? Did you last the first day?
No, I was terrible. No.
Well, you got thrown out, what, hours after you started?
Yeah, my mom lasted a couple of days, and and one of my really close friends, Sam Simon, made it really deep.
Yeah,
so
Sam's
I was there and proud
this,
of him.
Next commercial break, he's
buzzing
around.
I was really proud of him. Last year was his year, and... Of course, he got screwed at the end. So
right. And so when you made it, again, Jamie Gold is with us. He won the 2006 World Series of Poker. When you were at the final table, what was that, day five of the event?
No, that was actually day 10, but we only played 8 of those 10 days. So it's really day 8.
Right.
And
you must be exhausted after that.
You are. And it's really a mental marathon. And what's interesting is there's a lot of controversy that this year they've decided that the last 9 are not going to play out the final table. They're going to wait 4 months till November.
What?
Yeah. They just decided and play it out in November, which means that they'll have time to each get sponsored, they'll have time to promote it, and that, you know, how a lot of people heard that I won.
That's
and
a
then
good
they
idea, actually.
Saw it on TV, actually. Well, it's good for business. It's terrible for poker.
Right.
As a poker player, one, you're in a groove. Two, if, let's say you're not in the greatest shape, or you got really lucky and you're not really the greatest player, you get to that final table, you're so overwhelmed, the chances of you winning it are very slim, because it could go anywhere up to 24 hours.
Right.
If you have 4 months to coach, you're going to get somebody like me or Phil Ivey or Phil Hellmuth to coach you.
Right.
You're going to get into the best shape you possibly can. You're going to have all the, you know, the benefits of a whole new tournament. It's not the same thing. It's not a mental marathon anymore.
Right.
And it's a one-off shot.
And what are the top nine are going to play in November?
Top nine are going to play in November.
What's the minimum? What are you guaranteed as the ninth player?
You're usually guaranteed somewhere around $1 million, even if you bust out immediately.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Usually with the prize pool.
You know, I was talking to somebody a couple of years ago from the World Series of Poker, and I gave them a tip on how they could actually expand and make this a better game, and they told me to go F myself. But, you know, not a lot of people have the time where they can take off and go to Vegas for 10 days. Like, I couldn't do that. I got a job. I got a kid to feed. But I do have time to maybe play at the Commerce in a World Series poker satellite where, you know, I play here for, you know, 2 or 3 days going back and forth to home. And then if I get lucky enough, the top 10, you know, the top 1,000 people then go to Vegas for a quick tournament. And you do that in L.A., Miami, you know, Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle, New York. And then all the top players that win go to, you know, Las Vegas.
All right, but tell me how many top players are going to make that final?
Well, I don't know how many top players.
Just give me an example.
1,000.
1,000. Well, can you imagine how long it would take for it to play down the 1,000 people? You'd have to go so fast.
Or maybe 500 then.
Oh, but there's your point, is that once you're down to the 500 in the World Series of Poker, you're still 3-4 days away.
That's fine. I can afford 3 days.
Oh, you can do, okay, okay.
I can't afford 9 or 10
right.
days there.
Okay,
and that's why I don't
sense.
Play, because I can't afford 10 days in Vegas.
So
it has nothing to do with my lack of poker skills.
Then you would support what they're doing now to build, they're trying to build sponsorship and awareness and hype for the final. Then you would love it if everything was preliminary around
yes,
the country.
Yes, that's exactly
and the
right,
big final
man.
Happened in Vegas.
You betcha.
All
now,
right.
Is the final going to happen in Vegas?
The final will happen live in Vegas, 2-hour delay.
Are you going to play this year?
I am definitely playing. I'm going to play about 15 events this year, and I'm also coaching Montel Williams, my mom, and Oral Hershiser.
Wow.
That's
you know what? I would have guessed all three of those.
That's my little team this year that I'm
I would
coaching.
Have that's so weird. I'd have guessed all three
We're
of
We're going to coach for a month before.
Your mom, Montel Williams, and Oral Hershiser.
Yep.
All right. Now, why is there a 2-hour delay this year?
If there's no delay, I could be watching in the hotel room and calling somebody who's sitting in the audience, and every time there's a break, they would tell them exactly what the person did the hand before.
Ah.
So the 2-hour right. delay, I still don't think is enough, because they're still going to tell them, look, this guy's been bluffing the whole time. Every time there's a break, the information is available to everybody to come and tell. If it's not being sneaky or
then change, you got to change your game after the break, then.
Exactly.
All
everyone,
right.
the information is available to everybody, so you basically have to take advantage of it.
All right. Is Oral Hershiser a good poker player?
He's getting there. He's
not,
he's
right.
spending. No, he's actually he's a decent poker player. I mean, we're comparing him to the best in the world. No, but when you compare him to a regular poker player, he's great.
Is your mom better than Oral Hershiser?
I don't know. I'll figure it out when we're in June. My mom's right. just starting to win online.
Okay, Jamie Gold is with us. Again, one of the great poker players of our time. He won the 2006 World Series of Poker and won $12 million. If you need a tip on your stupid game, you're not very good, call us here at the radio station and Jamie Gold will try to help you out. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And then when we come back, he'll talk about his big poker tournament for charity that he has going on this weekend at the Playboy Mansion on May 17th. It's a big week here, folks. You got to keep listening to 97.1 Free FM. It's Tim Conway Jr. live right here on the Big FM Talker, 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
520-9710.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Jamie Gold joins us from the poker world. He won the 2006 World Series of Poker. And Sam Simon's in early from the Stump the Monkey session.
Yeah, but I'm not
going
to. Good to see you, Tim. You know, Jamie's a real good friend of mine. He plays in my home game sometimes.
Is that right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and we
wow.
were. I just wanted. This is the only reason I'm here, is to say what I'm about to say. Okay. So we were going to have dinner. We were trying to get a dinner together
tonight.
This week.
The two of you.
And so he emails me, are you free Monday night? I go, yeah. And then about an hour later, he emails back. He goes, I'm doing the Tim Conway Jr. show. I forgot. And then when I read that, I go, oh, yeah, I am too.
Everybody in town's
so
here tonight.
We had to move it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, now Jamie.
Can I plug where we were going to have dinner?
Yeah, where were we going to eat?
We're going to have dinner at my new restaurant. Yes, yeah, called Hidden. I'm one of
500 owners,
4,000 investors. Now we have 22 people have invested. We bought out Arnold Schwarzenegger's old place called Shotzi. It's at 3110 Main Street in Santa Monica.
And what's Hidden? The cockroaches?
The food is extraordinary. It's amazing.
What kind of food do they have there?
They have Vietnamese tapas. They have the best pizza in L.A. I'm such a New York snob about pizza.
Vietnamese tapas?
Isn't tapas a Spanish word?
Kobe beef tacos and short rib. And
I can't get Vietnamese tapas anywhere in the valley. I'm going to have to go out to this place.
I'm telling you. I'm a real...
Would you say you have the best Vietnamese tapas?
I do. I believe we do.
And when does this thing go out of business?
Is that why we have to go this week?
When do you give it back to Schwarzenegger?
Is that why you wanted us on Monday?
No, I'm very proud of it. And it's
what do you mean? Did you ever hear this at the restaurant? What do you mean you're out of Vietnamese tapas?
If you want one of the best meals you can have in the country, you need to go there.
All right, go to Hidden, folks, before it goes out of business. You may want to get down there tomorrow. All right, so now you're also you raise a lot of money for charity. You got a big tournament coming up this Saturday.
Yes, Saturday is for the Urban
Playboy Mansion.
It's going to be at the Playboy Mansion. Lots of naked women.
Wow.
We're going to be doing it for the Urban Health Institute, which is Dr. Brown, who's a local doctor here, has a group of doctors that goes around the world and they give pro bono medical treatment to those in need. So, for example, he's going to Ethiopia to treat HIV-infected children, and they need to raise as much money as possible so that they can offer free medical care all around the region, but also all around the world.
They want to take a layover in Myanmar. I guess they need some help over there.
They definitely do. We're actually giving away $50,000 worth of prizes.
That's pretty cool. This weekend, how do people play? I mean, can you sign up and play?
Yes. Anyone can come as long as they pay. It's $1,500.
What if you're banned from the Playboy Mansion? Can you go?
You might be able to go anyway, because I don't think Kef's going to be there.
Are you still banned?
I believe so.
What'd you get banned for?
What'd you do, Sam?
What'd you do at the Playboy Mansion? They didn't let you
I wouldn't have sex with the Playmates. I just kept refusing.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're giving away.
I thought that was the Playgirl Mansion.
There's a $10,000 package to the World Series of Poker. They're front row seats to the Mandalay Bay in one of their big fights. We have all kinds of celebrities. Don Cheadle, Anthony Anderson, Idris Elba are all coming. Antonio Pierce is coming from the New York Giants. And Spinderella
is our DJ. Hot, naked Playmates just can't wait for the poker players to come up.
Yeah, they love it.
Well,
they like
our big fat wallets.
I've won some charity tournaments, and you're all excited. And then after you win, I don't know whether Jamie's tournament's like that. You're expected to give the money you won to the charity.
No. We're only giving prizes, so you cannot give it back.
You can't give it back.
All right, Jamie
Gold.
Well,
that's how I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Jamie Gold is with us, and he's put on this tournament this Saturday, May 19th.
I'm actually hosting it with Khloe Kardashian.
Have you ever met her?
No, I have not.
What, like the bad Kardashian?
She's pretty hot, man.
I don't know what you mean by bad, but she's not the one who did the sex tape, if that's what you're talking
Kim
about.
Kim is hot.
She's not the one going out with Bush, right?
No, Kim Kardashian is, I believe, engaged or with Reggie Bush. And this is Khloe Kardashian, who is, I believe, the third youngest. So she's the one to third. She's the tallest.
That's fantastic. Now, it costs you $1,500 to play in the tournament. How many players?
It is. It's $1,500. I believe we're going to have somewhere around 200 to 400 players. It depends.
And you can get in for $1,500.
You can get in for $1,500. You get to hang out with all the celebrities. There's a red carpet at 6 o'clock. There's an open bar all night. There are tons of half-naked, naked, and clothed women.
And then about
DJ Spinderella,
300 geeks playing poker.
Yes, there are going to be a lot of people playing poker. They're also giving away a lesson from Phil Locke, who's the Unabomber. He's going to give away a free poker lesson.
That's my ex-wife's boyfriend,
the Unabomber.
Uh-huh. Yeah, not the real good. No, not the real
fake Unabomber.
No, it's just a nickname that he has because he wore the sweat shirt with the hood and the sunglasses.
Phil Locke does live with Jennifer Tilly, who was married to Sam Simon.
Is the fake Hitler going to play there? Jesus Christ. How about having your nickname as the guy who, you know, goes out and kills innocent people at bumps? All right, Jamie Gold, where do people sign up for this tournament?
You go to uhievents.com. That's uhievents.com. Or you can go to thosepokerguys.com.
All right, uhievents.com. It's cost you $1,500. What's the main prize this Saturday?
The main prize is a trip to the World Series of... it's uhievents.org. I'm so sorry.
Not .org.
It's uhievents.org. And the main prize is a trip to the World Series of Poker. You get bought into the main event and...
put up in a hotel?
That's $10,000.
The whole deal. Yeah. Yes.
Right, $10,000, but it costs you $1,500 to get in this tournament. What's second prize? You don't have to go to the
Second prize is a trip to Bermuda. Dr. Brown's father is the premier of Bermuda. So they're giving you, this isn't some, like, just a hotel and
are
little
bit. Are you serious?
Yes, yes.
Oh, this is
he
like
is
first
the premier
class.
Of Bermuda. He will be there, so you get to meet the premier of Bermuda as
second
well.
Second prize is you become vice premier of Bermuda.
Oh, man, you can take one of those hot playmates to Bermuda.
If you win, I bet you you could absolutely
what time's the tournament
offer that
start?
To one of the playmates. The tournament starts at 7 o'clock. The red carpet is at 6 o'clock. If you're going to go, you might as well go for the whole experience. It's open bar, so you might as well start drinking at 6.
All right. Now, you going to play in it, Simon?
Yeah.
Sam's going to be there. He'll play. I'm going to play.
I should put up the $1,500.
You know what? I'll tell you what. If Jerry's willing to come, I'm going to buy him in.
Is that right?
Yes. Jerry, will you come and play?
Jerry.
Jerry's
of course
a,
I'll
Jerry's
course
a serious
I'll come
poker
play.
Player. If
yeah,
your producer will come, I'm going to buy him in.
Jamie, have you ever read Jerry's poker blog?
No.
He told me before tonight's show, he says, dude, he goes, I've been concentrating on the poker game, and it's out of control.
I'm just proud.
It is
all right,
the biggest
whatever.
News
I'm just telling
what
people.
Hey, Sammy,
first of all, Sammy, I don't write it for people to read. I just want to get my thoughts out on paper. That's all.
Well,
I don't care if you read it or not.
I know why you...
What happens when Jerry comes in on Monday?
Sam
and he won the
trolls
whole thing?
My MySpace.
You emailed it to me.
What are you talking about?
You emailed it to me.
I've never.
Get out
you
of here.
You emailed me that hand. It's one hand.
All right, let's take some calls. Hey, please. Enough.
Like
James in Fontana. You're on 97.1
words.
James, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Fan, Tim. How about that Gina Grad? Jesus.
Yeah, look at that pig.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Jamie and you too, Tim, when did you guys realize that? And also, did you guys come from like a long line of degenerate gamblers?
I've come from three generations. I don't know what Jamie's come from.
Yeah, well, my mom and my grandfather are big-time poker card players. I don't know about degenerate gamblers, but they definitely enjoy games. My whole life, everybody played games in my house, everything from Monopoly to Bridge and anything that challenges your mind. But we also like to have a little money on it.
Yeah.
But you pretty much out of everyone in your family, you've made the most money for sure, right?
Who, Jamie? Yeah, I'm sure he has.
In poker.
Oh, we know you got money, Tim. Come on.
Yeah, I got plenty of dough.
Oh, baboo.
That's why I'm not out in Fontana, my
Tim,
brother.
Tim, did you bet the Kentucky Derby?
No, I lost I bet the Kentucky Derby. I won because I had, my dad picked Big Brown and I picked, eight bells. And so I had the exacta for every $2, paid $140.
So you made some money. I feel like I lost $25,000 because I wanted to put 10 grand on Big Brown and you're getting 2.5 to 1. And I never made the bet. So to me, this is my craziness as a gambler. I feel like I lost $25,000.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
For not making the bet.
Yeah, because I didn't make the big bet I wanted to make. I wanted to bet a $100 box, 25. And I didn't make it. I made it, $5.
What would have that paid?
Well, it would have paid 50 times $75 or $72.
So that's
$35,000.
Almost $4,000.
$3,500, yeah. Something like that.
You're good at math.
It was exactly 7,000. But
have you ever gotten the wrong ticket?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Now, do you exchange it or do you think?
No, you got to keep it.
That's what I do. I think there's a reason
superstition.
My dad did that the other day. My dad did that the other day at Hollywood Park. He bought the wrong ticket, and instead of taking it back, he held on to it. And on a $6 ticket, he won like $5,500.
Yeah.
So it worked out for him. All right, Jamie Gold is with us. Also, Sam Simon is with us. Jamie Gold is the World Series of Poker champion in 2006, and Sam Simon likes to play cards.
I've been to gay bars.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. What was that, Sammy?
What was that?
I've been to gay bars.
Ah, Sammy, your mic's on.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Oh, boy.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, joined by the World Series of Poker champ for 2006, Jamie Gold, and Sam Simon, who plays occasionally at the Commerce. So, quite a stretch between these two legs.
Hey, Tim, are we going to Jamie's charity tournament on Saturday?
No, I'd like to get out there and perhaps
the
do that.
Mansion, I think I'll be in $1,500, great prizes.
I don't know. I think I'm going to Oregon this weekend, so I'll be driving in a car with my wife and my 2.5-year-old while you guys are with Playmates.
It's tough. Life is tough.
Yeah, it sounds
so
like
here,
a
so
fun
Tim,
night.
Tim, I wanted to give you this this hat that's that
Thank
says Team Fox. For the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
You can wear it in the car.
And if anybody is interested in information, on information, it's michaeljfox.org. It's www.michaeljfox.org. It's very important, and I really feel like he's changing the world for future generations.
Yeah, teamfox.org, too, right? Teamfox.org? That's what it says
on the hat.
Well,
yeah.
the hat is no longer mine, so you tell me.
All right, yeah. This is a hat from Jamie Fox, right?
Do you want it signed by Michael J. Fox?
Oh, Michael J. Fox. All right. All right. So now you won the 2006 World Series of Poker.
I did.
What is the one mistake, the common mistake that most players make that you can identify immediately? Because I probably make it.
I think people get too nervous that they're going to get busted out, and they move in with a substandard hand. And I believe substandard hands sometimes are ace-king are substandard hands, that they get too impatient and they move in the middle of a tournament when the whole point of a tournament is your stack size against the blinds. That's all that matters. If you have 20,000 in chips and the blinds are 100, 200, you don't have to play a hand.
You just sit there.
You can just sit there. People, I feel like, especially myself, we get too impatient. We want to play the game. When you sit down at a poker table, you figure you're there to play. But if you're there to really play, unless you get really lucky, you can't win a tournament. You're really there to be patient.
Right.
And the more patience you have with calculated aggression, that to me is the best way to win a tournament.
All right, now Sam Simon, how That's far did you get in the last tournament, in the last World
Sam
Series
got really
of poker?
Far.
I got, it sounds horrible, people ask me this because the highlight of my poker career.
You made it into the money, right?
I made it deep into the money, but I finished 350th in the tournament.
Yeah, 350th, wait, out of how many?
But I beat 8,000 people.
Right.
I know, but yet still, it's 350
like
people
four,
to beat you.
But that's for
well, how much
four
was it?
Days.
How much did you get?
Like 46,000.
Oh, really? So you made money.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Sam was also, you know, the people, you know, he's obviously a very famous guy and celebrated, and he's won, I think, what, 22 or 220 Emmys.
That's what he tells you.
And, you know, the guy is so amazing in so many other aspects of his life, and then he picks up poker, and now he's kicking ass in poker. Yeah. And next thing you know, he's going to be world champion.
I'll tell you that. Those bracelets are the most coveted. Oh, I would love
You love one of those.
Of those.
Why don't you just buy one?
Well, I know several people that have bought them.
Why don't you buy one?
You just buy them at the pawn shops in Vegas. Have them all the time.
Unfortunately, they probably do.
Where is yours?
Mine is going to go on display at the Hard Rock. They've offered a big stroke to my ego. They've offered to make me the first non-music rock star. They said if I donate my bracelet so they can put it on display, they're opening up a new poker lounge. And they're going to put, you know, those cases that they make the rock
stars. And you're going to keep your outfits. That's pretty
cool. So they're going to put my hat, my shirt. Yeah.
Oh,
it's a big thing for my ego. I don't know what to say. I didn't know how to say no. And I feel like, is it better being in a vault or is it better being on display where people can enjoy it?
All right, you never wear it?
No, it's
but
a little different than most. Look, the most bracelets are bracelet size. Mine is like a championship boxing belt. It was ridiculous. It was overdone. It was $250,000 worth of jewels and white gold and platinum, and it was ridiculous.
Yeah,
you can't
wear
it.
Let's say they eventually do
wear
that, though. All right, but Jamie, let's say they put you up in your hat, your shirt,
your
pants.
They're building it right now.
And your shoes and the bracelet in a case. How many people out of like 1,000 break stride?
Well, what they're going to let you do is put your hand in so that you can look like you're wearing the bracelet and take a picture with it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Just when you
and
didn't,
you'd be amazed
when,
at how many
just
people
when you thought Vegas couldn't get tackier.
I know.
And then you can put your hand in and wear Jamie's bracelet.
I didn't know how to say no.
Wait, Jamie, do you have to be in the booth wearing the stuff?
Yes, they're gonna freeze me and put me in the booth. Listen, okay. I didn't know how to say no. I love the people at the Hard Rock. They're not paying me for it. I don't know how to say no.
All right. And by the way, if you want to get one of these shirts that Jamie's wearing, it says on the front of it, "Poker." I hardly even know her. I guess you can get one of those at his website.
This is from the Lucky Jeans store.
All right. Can you stay with us? We're gonna do a Mallard with Dan and Stump the Monkey here. Sam Simon joins us, Jamie Gold, and Malibu Dan, the monkey's coming in, and we're all going to stump this monkey teen.
Where is he?
Yeah, he'll be around. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.